أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at the life or the profiles of some of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for our guidance, as we've been looking at the concept of nubuwa. And today we will look at the profile of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a whole surah in his name, that's surah number 12. And I'd like to mention ayah 3, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it so beautifully about the story of Prophet Yusuf. He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقَرْآنِ وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. We narrate to you the best of narratives by our revealing to you this Qur'an, though before this you were certainly one of those who did not know. Prophet Yusuf a.s. was the son of Prophet Yaqub a.s., as we talked about yesterday, and he had 11 brothers. And he once dreamt that 11 stars and the sun and the moon were prostrating towards him. Allah mentions it in the Qur'an, again Surah Yusuf ayah 4, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ when Yusuf said لِعَبِيهِ to his father, يَا عَبَدِي, O my father, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ قَوْقَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. Surely I have seen 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them doing sijda to me. Now Prophet Yaqub realized that the dream outlined his son's destiny and greatness, so cautioned him not to tell his brothers about the dream. Look what his father says. He says, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ. He said, oh my son, لَا نَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَقِيدُ لَكَ قَيْدًا. Do not relate your vision to your brothers, lest they devise a plan against you. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, the shaitan is an open enemy to the human being. And then he tells him, وَقَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى آلِ يَعْقُوبَ كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَى أَبَوَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And thus will your Rabb choose you and teach you the interpretation of sayings and make his favor complete to you and to the children of Yaqub, as he made it complete before to your fathers, Ibrahim and Ishaq. Surely your Lord is knowing and wise. Now, Prophet Yusuf's brothers were already jealous of the favors that he enjoyed in their father's eyes, and they'd already resolved that they wanted to get rid of him. Whenever they took their goats out for grazing, they would ask their father if Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam could accompany them. And Yaqub alayhi salam always refused, saying that the boy was too young. When Yusuf alayhi salam reached the age of 16, his brothers insisted that he was now old enough to accompany them. With reluctance, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam agreed to let them take Yusuf with them. As soon as they were far enough from home, they began to plot about how to dispose of him. And you can see that how this is related in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِذْ قَالُوا when they said لَا يُوسُفَ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ عَبِينَ مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ أُصْبَى. Yusuf and his brother, now this is talking about Binyamin, are dearer to our father than we, although we are stronger company. إِنَّ أَبَانَ لَفِي ذَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Indeed, our father is in manifest error. اقتلوا يوسف, kill Yusuf. أو اطرحوه أرضا يخلو لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين. Kill him or cast him into some land so that your father's regard may be exclusively for you, and after that you may be a righteous people. قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف. A speaker from amongst them, that means one of the brothers, said, don't kill him, don't kill Yusuf. وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ. But cast him, throw him down at the bottom of a pit. And then they said, يَلْتَقِطْهُ بَعْضُ السَّيَّارَةِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. If you want to get rid of him, that's what you should do, so that if travelers come along, they may pick him up. So this is what they do. They saw this dry well, they removed his shirt and threw him into the well. And ignoring their younger brother's pleas, Binyamin's pleas, they heartlessly left him to die of hunger. On the way back, they slaughtered a goat and stained Prophet Yusuf's shirt with his blood. They arrived home weeping and told their father that while they were grazing their sheep, a wolf came and ate Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. He didn't believe their story, and he could do nothing but remain patient. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala incidentally mentions this whole incident as I'm mentioning it to you in the Quran in Surah Yusuf. Please try and read it. Now, meanwhile, a caravan of traders passing by the well stopped to draw some water, and they were surprised to see Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam come up holding the bucket. They hid him with their merchandise and sold him to some slave traders for a few pieces of silver. See, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it so beautifully in Ayah 19, Surah Yusuf. He says, وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ, and they came travellers. فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ فَعَدْلَ دَلْوَ, and they sent their water drawer and he let down his bucket. قَالَ يَا بُشْرَ, he said, good news, هَذَا غُلَام, this is a youth. وَأَسَرُّهُ بِضَاعَ, and they hid him as an article of merchandise. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah knows what they did. So now he's sold by this caravan to some slave traders for a very small price, because Allah says, like I mentioned, he says, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ, and they sold him for a price. And look what Allah says, he says, بَخْسٍ, for a small price. دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَ, a few pieces of silver. وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ, and they showed no desire for him. Now, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam arrives in Egypt, and at the slave market, the buyers were all attracted to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam because he was a very handsome young man. And news of the remarkable youth swept through the city, and the governor of Egypt, the chief officer of the king, the Aziz, and his name was Potiphar, offered a price that none could match. And he bought Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he brings him home and tells his wife Zuleika that they would adopt him as their son. Zuleika, however, was taken by Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. In other words, she was besotted with him. Remember, not only had he physical beauty, but he had a spiritual aura about him too that attracted her. And once she called him to her room. Now she calls him to her room and she closes the door. It is narrated that she had pictures of her all over the walls. She was very, very beautiful, very, very attractive. But the first thing she did was cover the statue she had in her room with a cloth. And when Prophet Yusuf asks her why she was doing that, she said, I do not wish my God to see what I am about to do now. And he says to her, Zuleika, my Rabb is everywhere. How do I cover his eyes? So she closes the door and she says, وَقَالَتْ حَيْتَ لَكْ, Quran says, this is Ayah 23. She says, come forward. قَالَ, you know what he says? مَعَذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحَسَنَ مَثْوَايَ, I seek the refuge of Allah. Surely my Rabb makes good my abode. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الظَّالِمُونَ, he will not make, surely the unjust do not prosper. وَلَقَدْ حَمَّتْ بِهِ وَحَمَّ بِهَا, and she made for him and he would have made for her. لَوْلَا أَرْعَى بُرْحَانَ رَبِّي, were it not that he had seen the manifest evidence of his Rabb. Now this is taqwa. When desire takes over, when you want to do something, but always the manifestation of your Rabb is at the back of your mind. So he backs away from her. Remember, the door is closed. And she rips his shirt from behind. As he gets to the door and the door opens, they meet the Aziz. On seeing her husband, Zuleika tried to blame Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam by claiming that he had tried to lay a hand on her. Before the Aziz could get angry in Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, a baby speaks from the cradle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in Ayah 26 and 27. The baby says, قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَن نَفْسِي وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَحْلِهَا إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ كُبْلٍ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. So this baby who bears witness says, if his shirt is torn from the front, she speaks the truth and he is one of the liars. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ فَقَذَبَتْ وَحْوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And if his shirt is torn from behind, she tells a lie, and he is one of the truthful. فَلَمَّا رَعَى قَمِيسَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنَّ إِنْ كَيْدِكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. So when he saw that the shirt was torn from behind, he said, "Surely, this is a plan of you women. Surely, your plan is great." And the Aziz tells his wife, first he tells Yusuf, "Yusuf, a'arid an hadha, turn aside from this. واستغفر ذنبك." And to his wife he says, "Ask forgiveness for your fault." إِنَّكَ كُنْتِ مِنَ الْخَاطِئِينَ. Indeed, you are one who has done wrong. Well, the news spread. The Aziz was extremely angry with his wife. And the women of the city heard about this, and they began to gossip and make fun of her. Zuleika was extremely upset. So what she did was she called 40 of the women of the town to the palace for a meal. And as soon as they all came, she gave them a knife to cut some fruit. And then she called Prophet Yusuf al-Islam into the room on some excuse. So dazzled were they by his beauty and presence that they cut their fingers in their distraction. And they exclaimed, "This is not a human being. He must be an angel." Let's see what Quran says. It mentions this. Ayah 31. Again, Surah to Yusuf. Quran says, فَلَمَّا سَمِيَتْ بِمَقْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلْتَ عَلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَمَدَتْ لَحُنَّ مُتَّقَعُوا عَاتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُ سِكِّينَوْا وَقَالَتْ اخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ فَلَمَّا رَعَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَا حَشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرٍ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. So when she heard of their sly talk, she sent for them and prepared for them a repast, gave each of them a knife and said to Yusuf, "Come forth to them." When they saw him, they deemed him great and cut their hands in amazement and said, "Remote is Allah from imperfection. This is not a mortal. This is but a noble angel." قالت, she said, فَذَلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ. This is he with respect to whom you blamed me. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ فَاسْتَعْصَمْ. And certainly, I sought his yielding himself to me, but he abstained. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا عَمْرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُنَّ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. And if he does not do what I bid him, he shall be imprisoned, and he shall certainly be of those who are in a state of ignominy. And you know what Prophet Yusuf says? He says, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيَّ. My Rabb, the prison house is dearer to me than that to which they invite me. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي قَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَقُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And if you turn not away from their device from me, I will yearn towards them and become one of the ignorant. So what happens is, because of the continued pressure, now not only from Zuleika but from the other women, and Prophet Yusuf's resistance, the Aziz of Egypt decided to imprison Prophet Yusuf al-Islam despite his innocence. And the reason he gave was that people would forget the actions of his wife while Prophet Yusuf al-Islam lay in prison, and her dignity would be restored, and all the fracas that was going around in the community because of this would calm down. Inshallah, we will continue with the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam tomorrow.